We haven't spoken to this bloke for a while, Fletch, and you know, there's the good news and the bad news. The good news is his beloved Panthers won the trophy, and he was a big part of that, our man. Yeah. You'll know who I'm talking about in a moment. And he got to give the trophy, and it was a wonderful gesture from the NRL. Mm. I thought he was the ideal candidate to lead out the Proven Summons trophy. However, since that time, and we haven't had him on the show, unfortunately, he'd been giving his heart and soul into a bid to be the 17th team in the National Rugby League, and it wasn't to be. And was it the right decision? We'll never know. But anyway, let's play this.
That's what friends are for. Yeah, we're here for you. Sats, we're here for you, buddy.
Of course you are.
Oh, Sats. But Sats, for our listeners, the highlight of my week, you wouldn't know this, Brian, an email come through from Jeremy, right? And Jeremy's the king of the castle up here in Sydney. He said, "G'day, boys. Can you both do a voiceover to congratulate the Dolphins of making the NRL?" It was sent to me, and the other person it was sent to was Sats.
Didn't read the room too well, did he, Jess?
Oh, I just love that. Oh. How are you, Satsy?
What was my response, Joel?
I shan't be doing that.
I shan't be doing that.
Oh, mate. Woogie Badge, how are you, boys?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, thanks. Nothing like a bit of sour grapes. Start your Monday Sats.
Yeah.
Sats, what did it come down to? Why do you think they went for the Dolphins?
Dolphins? I don't know.
Money?
Well, you know, you listen to Andrew Abdo, and what he's saying is that up through that Sunshine Coast and Moreton region is an area where it doesn't affect the Broncos, whereas out west, a lot of the Broncos fans and members come from out the western parts of Brisbane as well. So they, throughout the whole process, they use the word, we don't want to cannibalise current clubs, being the Broncos. And I think they feel as though that the Redcliffe area, the Moreton area, or out in the peninsula is probably the least threat to the Brisbane Broncos from a fan's point of view.
Was it a compliment sandwich, Sats? Like, were you sort of build up the bad news and then build up again? How did the meeting go down?
The final announcement?
Yeah.
Oh, I just got just Nick Livermore, who headed up the Brisbane Jets bid, he received a phone call from Andrew Abdo, just more or less saying that that's the way that they were going. Actually, all three bids thought they were going to get we were told that we were actually going to get another seating with the ARLC, but it didn't go that way. So I think both the Jets and the Firehawks both thought probably a week or 10 days out that it was going to go to the peninsula, the Northern Peninsula. So I think we're resigned to the fact, and everyone was sort of looking for a final ace card to throw into the pack. But, the horse had bolted, I thought.
So, Sats, you've put all this time and energy in, as has the other losing bid.
Yep.
But we know pretty much there will be an 18th team. So what's the desire now for you and your party? Do you want to march on for that, or you've sort of been there, done that, invest your time and interest in other places? Like, where do you stand now on possibly being the team number 18?
Well, I do know from a rugby league man, and knowing the way that Queensland Rugby League and the landscape, I do know that the Western Corridor, like Sydney, like Parramatta and Penrith, they into the Blue Mountains, they do need a team out there. But my greatest fear, Sugar and Joel, is that if there is an 18th team, it is going to go to the Western
Corridor. My name's Brian or Fletch, not Sugar and Joel.
No, I told Andrew Benjamin that one.
That's all right, Gary and Badge. It's all good.
AFL's spent $70 million out there setting a new facility up in Springfield. So, will the NRL go west, or has the horse already bolted, or do they go to a new market? Is it like a Perth or a South Australia? If they do that, if they're going to go to Perth, they've got to start up a junior representative program. They've got to have a second tier team in the New South Wales Cup or the Queensland Cup, and they've got to do it now if that's what they're going to do with an 18th team in one of those non rugby league towns. If you're going to get, you've got to have depth in your side and your competitions if you're going to have success. So I think that's important if they're going to go that way.
Yeah, Brian, I spoke to a prominent agent this week who's got some of the big names in the game. He did say pretty much what Sats is saying, that you're neglecting the Parramatta and the Panthers of Sydney as far as geography is concerned. And the AFL, as Sats mentioned, they are going to be just going stake in the ground, run at us.
GWS.
I don't know who's going to. Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Hey, Sats, who was going to be the coach if you did get... Definitely?
Yeah, well, he's from Warwick, which is out past Toowoomba, and he's still got land out at Warwick. He's a real Western Corridor man. He's a Darling Downs man. So, I mean, it would have made sense. It would have made sense for the first, at least the first 2 years. What's really important is who comes in after him. That's probably the most important decision, to be honest.
What do you think about this badge? You're a great Queenslander.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I haven't got a big issue with Redcliffe getting it because I think, you know, all due respect to Sats, I think they had everything sorted. They were sensational. But I just think the NRL went, the safest bet financially is the Dolphins. And I know Sats, you had these, you know, some guarantees and whatever else. But that's, I just think that was their thinking. There's no way they could have the drama that they had with the Titans after a few years, you know, with all the stuff that went down with Michael Searle and all the drama there. So I reckon that's sort of what got them across the line. You know what I have got a problem with? And this is my A grade this week. How much did they pay some marketing guru with three-quarter length pants and his no socks to come up with, we're just going to be the Dolphins. Yeah. We're not going to be Redcliffe. We're not going to be North Brisbane. We're not going to be Sunshine State. We're not going to be Moreton. But we're just going to be the Dolphins. Like, I think it's the biggest wank I've ever heard.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
They paid a lot of money for it. It's crap.
I don't know where I stand on it. I know Woogie doesn't like it. What would you say, Lon? And you boys know the area far better than us. What should the Dolphins be called?
South Queensland Dolphins. Or the SQ Dolphins, I think.
North or Brisbane Dolphins. Just Brisbane Dolphins. But just like people want to identify with an area. Remember they did that in, you know, they did that in Super Rugby. I think that in Super League they started it, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yeah, the Chiefs and the Hurricanes.
Super Rugby, the Lions and the
Jaguars. I can see why they did a badge. You can probably comment on this a little bit further because you played in the Brisbane comp for so long. I think it's a smart decision to drop Redcliffe because it's only a very small region. It's a very small area, Redcliffe, the actual place. And people who have grown up supporting South Magpies, Winner Manly Seagulls, Ipswich Jets, East Tigers, everyone dislikes Redcliffe as a Brisbane Rugby League side. It's a little bit like Manly in the NRL. And so to drop Redcliffe, I think it's actually not a bad move, but I think you really have to identify with something. But I do think it's smart to drop Redcliffe.
Well, the South Queensland idea that you boys have, that's non-offensive to anyone, is it? That's as good as including everyone.
Maybe it's because they already had the South Queensland Crushers, so they thought we might steer clear
of
that.
Bring back but the Crushers. How good were the Crushers?
For whatever they paid, surely they could have come back with something.
Sats, you played for the Crushers, didn't you?
First 2 years, 95, 96.
Yeah, you knocked me out in 95, playing reserve grade. Knocked me out.
94.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
You would have deserved it, Brian.
I probably would have said something to you.
That lippy Bondi kid.
Hey,
what were you doing in reserve grade? Did you have a night out on the town the week before or something, Fletch?
No, I was in reserve grade.
Or you just coming
grade.
Through? You're an 18.
I was in reserve grade for 3 years. Gus wouldn't give me a crack.
He did. Oh, that's right. There's a story behind that, isn't there?
There is one. Yeah. We'll get to that later on. Boys, we've been talking about beach netball. Beach volleyball.
No, we haven't.
Beach
netball.
Beach volleyball. We haven't been, but I was thinking about it. Do you have a big participation of beach netball up on the coast?
Beach netball?
Yeah. Not volleyball.
I've never heard of
netball.
I've never heard of beach netball.
Yeah, because we're going to try to do it because
that'd be difficult.
Yeah,
yeah.
Trying to get the girls involved because we've got some beautiful beaches rather than the parks.
Like it, Brian.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, and it'd be good on the joints as well. You're not landing hard, and I like it. Yeah, you're onto something there, Brian.
Well, I'm just thinking you're not doing much for the next 5 or 6 years, so. Would you think about starting up
a beach volleyball competition?
What do you reckon?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Beach netball.
Hey, Sats,
people talk to your people.
Sats,
hey?
Here's a free one for you, right?
Yeah.
And I think because of COVID, the NFL has been a major beneficiary of it because everyone's home, right? So everyone's home now being able to watch the NFL. And the NFL has never experienced more growth, in my opinion, from an Australian point of view.
I love it.
The big win, boys, and you heard it here first, if we're going to start seeing, like, not the touch football, the Oztag. There's going to be an equivalent for NFL. Do you agree with that?
In Australia?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
No. I think the younger people, they love the NBA and the NFL.
Yeah, the world's
I think
become
the younger
smaller.
Generation.
No, I know, but you can't recreate it. Look, NBA is, and as we know, the kids love it. They play the games. The NRL players love it. But our game still they don't play basketball down here, like out on the parks. I don't see many kids playing basketball.
Are you serious,
no,
Brian?
No, Brian, no, you're not there.
Probably there's no basketball courts in Bondi.
Well, Brooks, you play basketball.
Basketball flying.
Did, yeah.
Basketball is flying.
Is basketball flying in the amateurs?
Participation rates are pretty high as a sport. Not top three or anything, but they're up there.
My son was invited through his footy team to put a basketball team in. We said, yep, in you go. And the reply came back too late. Sorry, we can't fit into the competition. The competition's a sellout.
Okay, is it the equivalent to the 1980s boom of indoor cricket?
Yes.
Heck, it was indoor.
Oh, yes. That was massive.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was.
I was the worst wicket keeper in indoor cricket history.
That was a boom, wasn't it?
It just boomed.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I
a little bit like paintball. Remember paintball?
Loved it.
I used to have my own paintball gun before they became, you had to have a license.
Your own gun.
And I used to have my own gun. I used to take it to training. And so I used to put myself on top of the grandstand at Penrith and also on the Gold Coast. So I used to snipe a player as they turned up to training.
I love that.
Sats.
Hey, Badge, just with you in relation to all the news around the COVID, when can you actually get back into HQ there?
Well, the boys were just telling me today, we'll just say, Woogie's December
17 or something.
17. Yeah.
Oh, same rules as us.
Well, that's something to do. Well, Woogie reckons there's a few caveats around that. What are they? You got to be
Queenslanders. You got to be left-handed and all that. No, 80% of you're relying on 80% of Queensland to be fully vaxxed.
Yeah,
you're at 53 at the moment.
Yeah, you're flying.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It'll happen.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, well,
we're a bit slow up there.
Well, I'm saying Queenslanders don't want people from New South Wales and Victoria here. So why would they bother?
I'll tell you what, the tourist dollar. Surely all those tourist companies would be frothing to get
something. What they don't have is so Victoria, the first dose has gone through the roof, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lag effect, of course, with the second dose. But both New South Wales and Victoria had major incentives to get this done, whereas Queensland.
There's no lockdown.
So what's the rush to go and get it done? Like we knew that if you didn't get it done, you're missing out. Whereas you don't have that up in Queensland, do you, boys?
No. Watch your space.
So do you
there'll be a lockdown.
Do you reckon there'll be a surge in New South Wales now with everyone just doing what they want to do? Or do you think it'll be under control now?
Surge in cases?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Everywhere else in the world it's surge, but they're worried now about hospital rates and people in ICU and they're all falling.
Jessica.
But if you're double jabbed, apparently you don't need to go to ICU. It's cold, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. So you don't it minimises the symptoms, but the cases will still go up. That's what's gone on.
You're still
on
an anti-courier, aren't you?
You are, yeah. You're an Aaron Mule. So
Aaron Mule.
So boys, guess what? It's time for this. All right, so an Ipswich man allegedly stole an excavator and took it onto some railway lines. A 41-year-old Queensland man has been arrested after allegedly, it's not allegedly, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen the videotapes, yeah. Warner Wolf, allegedly wreaking havoc across West Ipswich in a front-end loader. The rampage allegedly began with a ram raid into a motorcycle shop at 4 a.m. today. Oh. Police say the vehicle, which was allegedly stolen, a lot of allegedlies. I'm crossing allegedly out. That's why I've seen it, and
allegedly
I can say
officially,
the safest word ever.
Police say the vehicle, which was stolen overnight from a business in Geebung. Where's Geebung?
Geebung's in Brisbane.
Allegedly, it's in Brisbane.
Yeah.
The driver, here we go again, allegedly. No, he didn't. He stole it. Drove along the tracks, damaging a train in the process before crashing through suburban yards,
allegedly.
Fences, and bushland. He then allegedly, no, he didn't. I saw this as well, fled on foot and was tracked by the police dog squad until he was found hiding in long grass in a creek shortly before 5 a.m. when he was arrested at the scene. The man from Dinmore has denied police bail, which would appear in Ipswich Magistrate Court today. He's been charged with entering premises and committing an indictable offence by break, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, and trespass on a railway. Good on ya.
Trespass on a railway.
And you made it back. You've obviously got bail, Woogie.
Have you seen the footage of this gentleman?
I saw the footage,
It is outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it's... I saw that was that he had a couple of motorbikes, wasn't he, on the end of the...
It was a skill tester. It looked like a giant skill tester. he smashed open this shop, and he's got a front end loader. He gets out, he gets his rope out, loops it on, and out, all you can see at the corner of the screen is two of these Kawasaki 200s.
Yeah, unfortunately, just the Titans footy.
What?
Kawasaki 200s. Kawasaki's. Yeah.
I saw the interview
in something different.
The shop owner, and he looked like he was happy as Larry. He was thinking, oh, insurance, I wanted a new front end of the shop anyway. So he didn't look like he was too perturbed, actually.
But the bloke wasn't pissed either. I thought he was drunk.
Yeah.
They breathalyzed him, allegedly, and he wasn't drunk.
Oh, hey, can I throw my wife up as an A grade?
Yes.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, no, you
so
can't.
So it's my beautiful dog, Frank, our English staffy. It's his four today. And so my wife's name comes up my phone, and I say, hello. And she goes, I need your help with something. And Woogie can actually confirm this because he was in the studio when she was ringing. And she said, I need your help. I said, what's up? She said, well, when Frank goes to kindy tomorrow, they celebrate birthdays for the dogs. Now, I just need to know what flavoured cake you need. Is it peanut butter, or do you want carrot, or do you want meat or chocolate? So she rang me to get confirmation of what sort of cake I wanted for my dog's birthday at kindy tomorrow.
No.
We picked peanut butter, but anyway.
Oh.
You did. Hey, boys, I've got an A grade.
Hang on. He sats at his wife A grades.
I was just about to say that. Who pays $60 for a dog birthday cake? You are the A grade.
Are you paying for that cake?
$60. You know what he's giving the dog for dinner tonight? Chicken breasts. Can you get a chicken breast out for Frankie? It's his birthday.
Why can dogs eat raw chicken breast?
And we can't.
I'll cook it.
Yeah, I know, but why can dogs eat it?
I don't know. We got told don't feed any raw meat to your dog.
Yeah, well, we do. Mm. He loves it. He does a little bit of...
You've been through a few dogs?
No.
No, not literally. No, maybe if you had a few different dog pets.
There was one night in Mexico.
A little chihuahua's not the same.
Yes, boys. You set me up there, bad tequila. Have you got an A grade, Woogie?
Well, mine was people who buy birthday cakes for their dogs. I don't get it. Can I? And what about this one? His dog is also scared of the neighbour's cat. Will not go outside to wee anymore.
Because they're just mollycoddling it, aren't they? Yeah.
Does he sleep inside?
Can we get some listeners? Can we get some listeners to text in, please? Joel and Fletch.
Yeah.
Do they buy some sort of cake for their birthday for their pet?
For their pet.
I think you're a part of the minority. I think I'm part of the majority now. Yeah, all of you.
Is that with a Z-E or an S?
I'll tell you what Badger's part of.
Inside.
The greenhouse.com.au, the GH, that they voted on a 25-year dream team of the Raiders. And,
I saw this,
Gary Belcher, number one. So you've outed Brett Mullins. So that's a huge feat in itself. But the team is Ndruku, Meninga, Jackson, Ferguson, Daly, Stewart, Lazarus, Walters, Bacco, Wiki, Ferner, Clyde. And no youngsters in that team.
Brad
so there
Clyde
you go.
Was lucky to get in there.
We've got a break, boys. Apologies, but enjoy your afternoon, boys.
Thank you, boys.
See you, boys.
Thank you, gents. See ya.
Well done, Badge.